Mary had a little man.
The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Today is the day American patriots start taking down names and kicking ass.
The whole world is watching, folks. If you just roll over, if you don't fight.
We will not go quietly into the night.
Let's have trial by combat.
You don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore. You'll never take back our country with weakness.
What is touch is responsible for the content of this advertising.
All right then, everybody. I think, this is going to be the kind of evidence we will see, not next week, but the week after. Next week, the House will prepare the budget resolution. Next week, the House will put the COVID relief package on the floor by the end of next week, and then the Senate will have its chance. And obviously, Bernie, as the chairman, of the budget committee, the all-important budget committee, will have a chance to put it on the Senate floor either through a process called reconciliation requiring a mere 51 votes or a straight-up vote. Now, reconciliation, why are we for it? We're for it not just because it would only take 51 votes, but because it doesn't bar any Republicans from voting for it, you know? So we can take their temperature too. But we won't have to start all over again. So maybe we'll get some checks out the door at the end of next week or the week after that. And then, well, it better happen next week because then the trial starts. The trial to hold them all accountable. And you know what's really fascinating? The man who was charged with invading the Capitol and threatening to kill AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for the maggots. AOC plus three, right? Send them back to where? Minnesota? Send them back to the Bronx? I don't know. Anyway, he now says his name is Garrett Miller. He's 34 years old. He was in the Capitol. He was threatening to kill AOC and a Capitol police officer, the one that shot his fellow rioter, saying he was going to hug that police officer's neck with a nice rope. So this guy's name is Garrett Miller. Garrett Miller has since apologized because he's in deep do, okay? He's in the mung, everybody. He's now apologized to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for writing Assassinate AOC in a Twitter post. And now he wants to testify in the Senate during the trial about the motivation for doing what he did. Now, I will tell you, he's being held without bail. Thank God. There's a couple of them that are being held without bail. But for the most part, you know, a lot of these guys are free on their own recognizance. Like the 71-year-old codger yesterday who was arrested with, a Sig Sauer and 20 rounds of ammo and a list of names of, Democratic senators and congressmen that, were targeted for the Stop the Steal rioters, right? Anyway, he's out. He's out on his own recognizance. But here's the statement from Garrett Miller. He said, I was in Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021 because I believed I was following the instructions of former President Trump, and he was my president and my commander-in-chief. Wow. His statements also had me believing the election had been stolen from him. Nevertheless, I fully now recognize Joe Biden is the president of the United States and that the election is over. Donald Trump is no longer the president. And I would not have any reason to continue to follow his lead. While I never intended to harm Congressman Ocasio-Cortez nor harm any members of the Capitol Police Force, I recognize that my social media posts were completely inappropriate. They were made at a time when Donald Trump had me believing that an American election was stolen. I want to publicly apologize to Congressman Ocasio-Cortez and the Capitol Police officers. I have always supported law enforcement. I am ashamed of my comments. Then he goes on to say that he left Washington because the president asked us to go home. He's following the president. Nevertheless, what Donald Trump had been saying about the election really got me, and I felt I had to support him. Still, I recognize I am responsible for my actions and that there are no excuses for what I did. And then he tells about this wonderful, supportive family he comes from. He said he's never been interested in politics before until very recently. And he would like to testify. He would like to testify at the Senate trial. Also, you know, Jacob Chansley, who we've all come to know as the guy with the horns in the fur with the 10-foot spear. He, through his lawyer, Al Watkins, who you know was angling for a pardon when Donald Trump was still the president in between January 6th and January 20th, Al Watkins was on the TV, and he was talking to the Chris Cuomo, and he told the Cuomo that what he'd really like for his client, I don't see it in here, but what he would really like for his client would be a pardon. Well, now he realizes that opportunity has expired. And so Al Watkins, the guy with the horns, the QAnon, oh my God, the QAnon shaman, he also put out a statement, and he would also like to testify at the Senate trial because his attorney, Al Watkins, thinks that it's very important that the voice of someone who was incited by Trump be heard. His lawyer said that Chansley, who is the QAnon shaman, was horrendously smitten with Trump, and now he feels let down because Donald Trump refused to pardon him. Quote, he felt like he was betrayed by the president, and he would like to testify in exchange for leniency against other alleged co-conspirators in his criminal case. Now, you realize five people were killed that day. Two other police officers have committed suicide directly after the insurrection because they just felt like they failed at their jobs. Okay, so we have seven dead. And now you have at least two people who are responsible for this bloodshed who want to be heard. They want to testify at Trump's trial because they now feel, quote, duped. They feel duped when Trump left office without pardoning them. The attorney said of the shaman, of the QAnon shaman, while he may have believed that he was doing what the president invited him to do, he now realizes the president is not on his side. Okay, he's been indicted, the shaman, he's been indicted by a federal grand jury on six counts of obstruction of an official proceeding, entering and remaining in a restricted building, civil disorder, disorderly and disruptive conduct in a restricted building, violent entry, disorderly conduct in the Capitol, parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building. And he was caught by the FBI after he decided to film himself doing these things. His lawyer now agrees that on the bell curve, he may not be what we consider normal. So, shouldn't we have these people testify? Shouldn't we have the people who perpetrated the crime testifying at the trial where we seek to hold the people who incited the insurrection accountable? They want to. They want, but Lindsey Graham, he doesn't want any witnesses.